Are you excited? This is a very special day, isn't it, huh? Yeah, you look so happy. Peace be with you. What do you think that means when we say that to each other? Huh? What are we wishing one another? We're wishing each other peace, right? We want people to be comfortable, right? Calm, not afraid. We want God to watch over them, right? To be with them, especially when they're troubled. Peace be with you. That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples in the gospel today. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Now, peace is kind of a strange thing to give someone, isn't it? It's not like giving them a sandwich or a toy or a book. Huh? It's something deeper than that, isn't it? Something inside of us, right? And that's what Jesus is doing, because he is saying goodbye to his disciples. He's leaving them. He's going back to the Father. He knows that he's going to die and rise again and return to the Father in heaven. Is it hard to say goodbye sometimes? Huh? It is, isn't it, huh? If you move away, you go to a new city or a new neighborhood or a new school, it's hard to say goodbye, huh? It is. We feel sometimes sad, don't we? Or lonely. Sometimes we feel afraid when someone we really love and need goes away for a while, huh? Are you ever scared? Are you? What are you scared of? Everybody gets scared. Everybody's afraid sometime. Even bigger people, all those people behind me, yeah? Adults. I'm afraid of snakes. What are you afraid of? Spiders. Spiders? Because sometimes they're in your bathroom. Bugs. What is it? Lightning and thunder. Huh? We don't get a lot of that, do we?
No.
Some people are afraid of loud noises, huh? Like thunder. Some people are afraid of the dark, or afraid of heights, or dentists. Or germs. Huh? People are afraid of all kinds of things, aren't they? Huh? What do you do when you're frightened?
Scream.
You scream? Do you hide? Do you run to somebody who can keep you safe? Like your parent or a teacher? Grandparent? You call for help, right? Yeah, we can be afraid of all kinds of things. You know, Jesus knew that his disciples would sometimes be afraid. They were going out into the world, and it's a very scary world sometimes, isn't it, huh? And there are some bad people out there. So Jesus knew that they might be afraid. And so what does he tell them? He says, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. I am leaving you a gift, he said. The Holy Spirit, who will be with you always to comfort you, to watch over you, to teach you, to remind you of everything I said, to be with you always. That's a beautiful gift. I give you peace. I give you the Holy Spirit. There's a time during the Mass when we say, peace be with you to each other, don't we, huh? And when someone says that to us, what do we say back? We say, thank you, yeah. What's the formal thing, Megan? Peace be with you too. Amen. Peace be with you. No, no, no. Peace be with you. There. and with your spirit. Peace be with you and with your spirit. You know, we call that the sign of peace. We turn to one another before we receive communion and wish each other peace. Peace right down to our spirits. It's a reminder to us that we're together, that we're part of each other, that we help each other, that we pray for one another. We pray together. And it's also a reminder that Jesus is with us. He's with us always. We can't see him, but he's here with us. We're never alone. He teaches us still. Can we talk to Jesus? Yeah, when we pray, right? Can we listen to Jesus? Where? In our hearts. And also in the Bible, huh? In the scriptures, in the stories that we hear, Jesus speaks to us. Even when the scriptures are kind of hard to understand, like today, Jesus is talking to us. That's why we need people to help us to understand. And does Jesus also feed us? Yeah. He feeds us in a very special way, doesn't he, at Mass? He feeds us himself. He gives us himself, his body and blood, as nourishment to strengthen us and to give us courage and joy and peace. What does the Eucharist look like? It's a tiny circle piece of bread, right? Kind of white. But does it look like the bread you have at home? No, doesn't. Could you make a really good sandwich out of it? No, I don't think so. What? Yeah, a small sandwich, yeah. And something happens to that bread at the altar. What happens to it? It's blessed, consecrated. The priest says the same words that Jesus said at the Last Supper. And what becomes of the bread? What happens to the bread? It changes.
It changes to be
holy bread. Holy bread. Not only holy, it becomes what? The body and blood of Jesus himself. What a special gift. Can we see it change? Does it still look the same? Yeah, it does. Even tastes the same. But it's not. It's what Jesus told us it is. This is me, he said. My body given for you. My blood poured out for you. This is me. Do we believe him? Yep. Would he lie to us? Never. Okay. And there's a special way that we receive the Lord, right? When the priest or the deacon or the minister says the body of Christ, what do we say?
Amen.
Amen. And do we whisper it? No. Do we say it in kind of a wimpy way? No. Do we just like move our lips and no sound comes out? No. What do we say?
Amen.
Amen. We say it like we mean it, don't we, The body of Christ. Amen. Right. Is that how they should do it too? Yeah. Okay. Good. Did you hear that? All right. And there's a special way that we hold our hands for communion. Who can tell me? Catherine. Like that. One hand on top of the other. Which one's on the bottom? The one that you eat with and write with, your dominant hand, right? So if you're right-handed, that one goes on the bottom. Do you have your fingers way apart like this? No, you put them close together so that you create a very special place for Jesus, like a throne. And then the minister puts the host in your hand, and you take your other hand, and you put it in your mouth, and you are receiving the Lord. We receive the Lord. We don't take the Lord, right? We don't like grab it out of the priest's hands, do we, huh? Those are the body snatchers. We don't. Yeah. We receive the Lord. Good. Are you ready for this? I think you are. I think you're very prepared. Yeah. Who helped you? Your mom and dad? Hmm? Who helped?
My mom and dad and my sister.
And your sister helped you, huh? Your mom. Your grandma. Your family. Good. And this whole church helps you. They're helping you celebrate today. They're very, very proud of you. So let's stand now and pray, okay?